So a couple of minutes discussion of a story we saw yesterday is hardly enough to set it to rest. It came as something of a shock to some of us to see that the Pew Foundation, releasing a report this week, showed that the disparity between different ethnic groups in their wealth, their median wealth, is at its widest in 25 years. And if you look at the recession since, say, 2005 to 2009, Hispanics were hit hardest with a 66% drop in personal wealth over that period. African Americans saw a 53% decline since 2005. But as we explored the figures yesterday, it was even more shocking to see that the gains that these groups had obtained since the 1980s had essentially been reversed, which meant they were teleported back to, say, 1984. Listen to what Sabrina Tavernese told us yesterday from the New York Times.
The issue with Hispanics and with minorities generally is that they tend to have a lot of their assets tied up in housing and home equity. And when the housing market collapsed, their wealth kind of went along with it. So minorities tend to be much more buffeted by the, you know, the storms that the economy whips up than whites do.
Essentially, Sabrina Tavernese, in analyzing the data, said that blacks and Latinos go back to 1984. Well, what were you making back in 1984? What did you look like back in 1984? Would you want to
big hair?
Would you want to go back there under any circumstances? And if you suddenly found yourself in the same economic condition as more than two decades ago, who would you blame for that? Well, we wanted to ask that directly to some people who are in touch with the black and Latino communities and might be able to assess their political sort of response to a development like this. Renee Amore is president of the healthcare organization, the Amore Group, and deputy chair of the Pennsylvania Republican State Party. She joins us from her home in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Renee.
Good morning.
And also Freddie J. Balsera is founder of Balsera Communications and national co-chair of the Democratic National Committee's Hispanic Leadership Council. He joins us from Florida. Freddie, let's begin with you. Were you shocked by these figures yesterday? Do you know in your community that this is happening? And if so, what's the political fallout for 2012 for Hispanics and Latinos around the United States?
You know, first of all, good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you guys. I'll tell you that I was surprised. I knew that Hispanics were being affected much worse, disproportionately worse than other groups in terms of how the economy has crashed and how unemployment and jobs have been lost. But I did not think it would be at these levels. And I agree with a lot of the comments that Sabrina made in her report. I think, you know, Hispanics are just now beginning to enter the economic mainstream. People, one of the first things they do is buy a home and invest in their home. Hispanics see that as the American dream and work towards that. And obviously with the housing crash and with all the collateral damage that occurred as a result of the housing crash, a lot of these Hispanic families lost a lot of the money that they had invested and their pursuit of that American dream through purchase of a home.
Renee Amore, we saw a bipartisan set of policies that during the 90s really encouraged a lot of people to become homeowners in the way that Freddie and Fannie handed out credit. The easy credit benefited blacks and Hispanics. It would appear that if blacks and Hispanics are back to the 1980s, that that's a wholesale sort of disillusionment in the political system entirely. Who would be blamed for that, Renee Amore?
Thanks for having me. You know, I would say that African Americans have been suffering for a long time. Let me just say that. And bottom line is, politically, African Americans in particular, of course, are going to say Bush, you know, did this. The administration did not know what they were doing. But also now they're recognizing that it's going along during the Obama administration, too. And middle-class African Americans in particular are questioning what they are doing as far as the Obama administration.
All right. So we're going to work on your phone line there, Renee Amore. Of course, she describing that African Americans inclined to blame the Republicans, but maybe not so fast. Freddie Balsera, what do you think? Is there a party to blame here?
I don't think in the case of Hispanics, they're necessarily blaming a party per se. But I do think that this presents a challenge and an opportunity going into the next elections because Hispanic families and Hispanic voters are looking for people that have answers and are looking for people with solutions and with plans, and especially folks that or candidates that empathize with their situation. And I think that's where the Republicans are falling short. A lot of Hispanics are saying that they're not seeing solutions coming out of the Republican side. When it comes to things that they care about, they only see measures that they feel are punitive. Add to that the sense of hostility that they have been receiving and perceiving over the last couple of years with these Arizona-style laws. With,
although,
to
a certain extent, Freddie, sorry to interrupt you, but you're co-chair, the national co-chair of the Democratic National Committee's Hispanic Leadership Council. To a certain extent, many of the people you speak to may be agreeing that they blame the Republicans. But Renea Moore, let me ask you, maybe on both sides of the aisle, this isn't necessarily about putting blame on one party, and this is just my opinion here. Maybe it's just about losing faith in the political process.
100%. Bottom line is, folks, that we're seeing, and we go all over the country, is not just about, you know, the Republicans being hostile and all those other kind of things. It's about, wait a minute, I don't have food on my table. I don't have a home. You know, let's look at these things and let's start voting the right way and the way we need to vote. And I think it was not always, our message was not always clear, but it's much clearer now on where we're at, looking at the debt ceiling, what we have to do, how we need to do it, and to get people to understand where we are. African Americans are very conservative people. We were Republicans a long time ago, and now folks, again, African Americans in the middle class in particular, are starting to move over to the Republican Party because they don't see that the Democrats are doing what they need. And so I think we both have to be blamed for some things, but we really need to get on track.
Two views of the political implications of the Pew study yesterday that showed Black and Hispanics taking a huge hit, maybe going back to the 1980s. Renea Moore is president of the healthcare organization, the Amore Group, deputy chair of the Pennsylvania Republican State Party, and Freddie Balsera is founder of Balsera Communications, national co-chair of the Democratic National Committee's Hispanic Leadership Council. There was a political realignment back in the 1980s during the Reagan administration. Quickly, Renee, do you see that again?
Absolutely.
Freddie Balsera, do you see it?
I don't.
All right.
I truly don't.
Two different views. Thanks so much to both of you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.